This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. One of the things that you'll hear me advocate for time and time again is that you need to go out there and write your own book. Writing a book does so much for your credibility. A book is the business card that actually works. And there's a lot of different benefits to having your own book and being an author. And we have a really awesome guest who joins us on this episode of Breakthrough Success to share with us how we can use the book to boost our credibility, our revenue, and inspire people in the process. She is a best-selling ghostwriter, speaker, and entrepreneur who's the founder and CEO of Author Bridge Media. Through that role, she has assisted more than 400 authors to write, brand, and publish their books for credibility, revenue, and raving fans. And she has an incredible list of clients like Michael Gerber of the E-Myth books, Danny Johnson of ABC Secret Millionaire, and Scott McGillivray of HGTV's Income Property. And with just one book, one of her clients, through her help, launched a $100 million empire. So we have a really awesome guest who knows a lot about this whole writing books for credibility. Our guest is none other than Helen Chang. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. And it's so delightful to be speaking with you and also to your audiences because you, of course, are a very successful best-selling author and you know this game better than a lot of people out there. So it's so fun to be able to talk to you, Mark.
It is a pleasure to have you on the show. I have done, like, you know, I write a lot of books. That's a strategy that I use, some of them becoming bestsellers. But I mean, Helen's results, I mean, what she's been able to do for her clients really blow mine away in the sense of having that signature book that, you know, propels you to superstardom. So I'm wondering if you could share with us how you got started with writing books as a ghostwriter and what kind of impact you've been able to have through your work.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been writing since I was 5 years old. I grew up and majored in comparative literature, journalism, and became a business journalist writing for publications like Business Week, MSNBC.com, and San Francisco Chronicle, and so on. And I covered a lot of business, and I was also very interested in personal growth as well. And before I knew it, people were asking me to write their books. And I'm just going to tell a little bit of a little story about when I wrote my first book. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So this entrepreneur asked me to ghostwrite his book. And I was so excited. And I was thinking to myself, oh, maybe I can write the next Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or Think and Grow Rich, you know, something like that. And they were super excited. They had the TV show, the mastery programs, the events, all lined up. All they needed was the book to launch the whole thing. So I interviewed the author and I got his hero's journey from bankruptcy to success, to multimillionaire, the scenes, the dialogues, everything to make it a really compelling book. And I wrote it and I handed it in and I was so excited. And I'm on the phone with the author and the marketing manager, and the marketing manager says, "This is not marketable. We have to start over." And I did what anybody would do in a situation like that. I hung up the phone and I crawled into bed for probably about 3 days. You know, and I thought to myself, maybe I'm not meant to do this. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should quit. And then I thought, you know, I promised to finish this and I can't quit now. So I got out of bed and I went to the bookstores and I really studied how to create a best-selling book that was impactful, meaningful, and still marketable. And I rewrote that manuscript and I handed it in and I got in the phone and the marketing manager said, "This is good, we can publish." And that book went out, and the book eventually, it reached hundreds of thousands of people. When I met people in person who had read it, they said that it had made a huge difference, and they had tears in their eyes about the change it had made for them personally and for their family. And when I spoke to the author recently, you know, as you know, I spoke to him, and he said that that book had become a division that was now worth more than $100 million. And so it's just grown his credibility, his revenue, and also to inspired so many people with their lives. And that's why I do this. It's just so inspiring to see people's lives change. And for those of you who are listening, if you're even thinking about writing a book, you must go write your book, because you will make that difference. You will make that impact while generating revenue and increasing your credibility.
And that just shows you how powerful a book can be. You create an entirely new business segment. You become a successful speaker. A book can literally rewrite the way people view you. I mean, that's just one of the powers of a book. And it's just so interesting, the marketing side, because there's so many different things that you could do on the marketing side. And I know, Helen, your role was the ghostwriter, giving them the content, which is very important. It allows people to come forward with a top tier product. What would you say some of the marketing strategies you saw these people implement that were outside of the box and you don't really see too many authors doing right now?
Yeah, so we actually have something called the Plan Your Book ROI workshop, and it comes with a download as well, where you can actually plan in advance the ROI of a book before you even finish writing the book. And as you know, a book is kind of like the anchor of your content universe, right? Your content ecosystem. And you repurpose that content, and you do this really well, Mark, into podcasts, YouTube, more ebooks, online courses, webs, blogs, emails, Facebook posts, et cetera, right? So the key is to take the same content and repurpose it and say it in a different way. So for our clients, for example, you know, we have when a book comes out, sometimes we can do a year's worth of email blogs. We could do a year's worth of Instagram posts in advance. And so they have those ready to go just based on the content that's in the book itself, or quotes for Facebook posts, et cetera. So, you know, I think a cool thing is just to think of your content as it's your intellectual property that you're going to just recreate into all these different things that kind of help each other cross-market, cross-promote, and cross-reference and reach different people in different platforms.
And content repurposing, I mean, that's something you could definitely do with your book. It's a very great strategy, because a lot of people who are on that journey to being an author, they'll say, I'm doing so much content for my book, I don't have time for blogging or YouTube, and you just repurpose. And that's a great way to find time to do those things while focusing on that priority, which is writing the book. And I wonder if you could go into detail about how you get like the A-list type of clients you've been able to get. Like, how did that first start? I know you mentioned you wrote for MSNBC, San Francisco Chronicle. I'm wondering if that had a big part. Did you do outreach? What did that process look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I was kind of like, I have this other thing, Mark. So earlier, you know, when we were talking about repurposing, and you know, time is such a valuable thing that entrepreneurs always have. So we actually have a team that we outsource our work to overseas. So the cost is very, very manageable. So that's sort of like my tip. You know, don't do it all yourself. Don't do the repurposing yourself. Make sure you use an outsourcing team at a fraction of the cost of your time and your energy. So going back to what you're asking about reaching those people, I think that, you know, everybody that I know who's millionaire, multimillionaire, even on their way to billionaire status, or they're very famous, they're international best-selling authors, they're just like the rest of us, right? They have their concerns, they have their fears. Yes, they've accomplished certain things, but they're they're insecure about, like, oh, maybe they're not relevant enough because they don't know how to use Instagram, or or they don't know, you know, they're wondering if their books maybe are getting old and they're not reaching a certain audience because they don't know how to use YouTube or whatever. So so what I don't particularly try to reach famous people. I just do my own thing, and I do, you know, I have videos on YouTube, I do blogging, I do a lot of stuff, I create my own original content. And what happens is that a lot of top clients that I work with, they either meet me through referrals that you know, people know of, or they've actually Googled me and found me. So yeah, it's really
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So like, I'm blessed. I'm working with Dennis Waitley. He was he wrote Seeds of Greatness and The Psychology of Winning. So he's like one of the pioneers of the personal growth movement from the, oh, I don't know, 60s or 70s and stuff. And I'm actually working with him on a book, and he actually Googled and found me, and he saw the work that I did. He saw the type of writing that I do. I'm not out there necessarily searching, but when you're able to share, again, your content, your valuable messages, as you very well share, Mark, you know, people pick up on that, and they'll come to you for your area of expertise because they don't have it, right? They're famous for something, but they don't have something that you're really good at. So I think the universe blesses us with the people that we're meant to work with when we are doing the best that we can in the area that we're passionate about.
And I mean, that's just like, you know, you do your best work and people naturally want to refer you. That's like, you know how you do a favor, you ask a friend for help and they give you help, and you're like, I want to help them in return. And that could be where a referral comes into play, depending on the context, and setting yourself up for Google and like search engines and keywords. That's going to help people find you even more. And you don't have to be like the most popular person. You just have to be the most popular person, or like, you know, pretty well with your keywords that you want to go for. So
exactly.
It's, you know, would you rather want 100,000 untargeted people who have low interest, or would you only want 50 people but have super high committed interest ready to pay you for your services? So that's the different dynamic. One thing I do want to explore though is a lot of people, they talk about, you know, how to gain more visibility with your book, revenue, credibility. One of the things I know you also talk about is using the book to inspire people. So I'm wondering where that comes into play so that you really activate the readers and get them to take action on what you're teaching.
Yeah. So, I mean, books are really stories, right? And we as a human species have a huge desire for storytelling. We have a need to connect with other people on the human journey, right? The human experience. So if your books have a storytelling element to it and they take a reader on a journey from start to finish, you're going to create a lot more of an emotional connection. And a really important portion of a book is your own personal journey, is your heart message and your personal journey. So we, for example, take our authors through an experience called the heart message journey, where we discover the heart message that a person wants to share. And this heart message is sort of like the inspiring message that they want to leave for people reading, not just their book, this particular book, but their lives. So when you have a heart message, what happens is the topic is not just yet another book about, say, email marketing, for example, right? It's, you know, it's not one of 100,000 books out there. It's something that really expresses your heart message and your perspective on that particular topic. And then your personal story, which tells of how you started, how you were in despair about a particular area, and then how you learned and how you grew and became successful in that area. That story, that's your signature story. You know, you put that in, that creates an emotional connection with people. So again, it's not just somebody spewing out facts about like the 10 ways to have an email list, but it's like there's a person out there who has a mission, who cares, and who has been through this journey that the reader is now going on, and there's an emotional, personal connection in addition to the valuable content, the facts that you're going to be sharing. So that's how you create that connection. And when people read that, they remember you and they want to follow you and they want to go with you. You're not just a commodity with information, but you're a person with an experience.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode.
I mean, stories, we are programmed to listen to a story. Stories have been going on since the beginning of our existence. And stories really resonate with people in different ways than just the information. So as Helen points out, bring up those personal stories, bring out those case studies, and assemble them into a book where it's not just, you know, you can do these five things to grow your podcast. It's look at this person who had no podcast, who started a podcast, who now does it full time, who now turned into a best-selling book. And that's the type of stories that people relate to better. So it is good to have all those different stories in your book to create the impact. And one part of the impact is getting that visibility for your book. I know your clients have appeared on all these different media outlets. Like if you could think of the big media outlet and you just think a name in your head, like that's probably a place where one of Helen's clients have appeared. I bet she's had multiple clients to appear on those individual places. So with that in mind, how do we get on different media to promote our books and reach that bigger audience?
Yeah. So there's two ways. One is organic and one is paid, right? And organic is if you have this hot topic or this hot trend or issue that you can speak on that's related to some news event that's going on and reporters find you. But paid, I mean, there's a million ways you can get out there, right? You can pay to be an Amazon number one bestseller. You can pay to have social media out there. You can pay to be on the top television shows and networks. You can pay to be, you know, all these things, depending on your budget. So if you don't have that budget, you're doing the work to submit those press releases or have your events or be on YouTube and so on and so forth, and then attract that. So, but you know what? The thing is that the marketing environment has shifted and changed. We live in a very fragmented media environment landscape these days where the big news outlets don't necessarily have the same kind of audiences or sway, for that matter, as they did like 10, 20, 30 years ago, right? Nowadays, a lot of people get their news from Facebook. They get their news from YouTube. They get their news from Instagram even, right? So in a way, you want to be responsible for being your own news outlet, for being your own media outlet. And if you get all the other stuff, great. Power to you. It's icing on the cake. But if you're going to be your own force, your own media outlet, you're going to attract the audiences you want more than any other, than relying on national media. The other thing is that national media doesn't necessarily translate to dollars. So back when Oprah had her TV show on, like everyone's kind of like mecca was to get on Oprah and be interviewed by Oprah. Well, there's a lot of people that we know who are best sellers, and they got on Oprah and they didn't sell anything. Nobody bought anything. Because you're on there once and you're gone. But when you have your own media station that you've created, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook live feeds, you know, podcasts, all of a sudden your media is out there working for you 24 hours a day. And it's there when people are looking and they're ready to look for your specific solution that you offer, that they're, you know, staying up at night worrying about how to solve that problem. And all of a sudden they go searching and they find you. So I would say that both are really important, you know, the organic side and also the outreach side. But at the end of the day, if you're going to make money from it and you want to be in the game long term, the organic side is the way to go.
I love that analysis. I think that's very beautifully said, because, you know, building your own platform, which is stuff that I help people with, you grow on a place like YouTube, and then there comes a point where you don't have to do as much promotion. But since YouTube or some other place like it is a discoverability type of place, you're just building your platform just by posting new content. And who doesn't want to be on like a CBS or an ABC? But the, you know, first off, those are very hard to get. You get to the very valid point where Helen's like, you know, show me the money. Like, just because you get on one of those things doesn't mean you make money. It's credibility, yes, but it doesn't guarantee money comes. And we go back to this idea of, do you want 100,000 non-targeted people, or do you want 50 people who are ready to pay you? And I think that's the difference between going on like a broad media place, which again, no problem with that. It's still a really great opportunity, versus going on like a podcast or a live interview of someone or someone's YouTube channel, where it's a much more niche audience who more passionately cares about what you provide.
Yeah. And you know, I'll say I work with a lot of international best-selling authors, as you know. And what I'm finding is that 90%, well, even higher, 95% of our authors choose to do the independent publishing or self-publishing route. Even though they can get these big publishing companies, they'd rather go the smaller route, because it's exactly as you said, Mark, they can reach the audience that they want to reach and keep more of the revenue in their own pocket. So I just find it interesting that they're deliberately choosing to not go with the big name splash publishing companies, just because of the strategy behind it.
Yeah, and with self-publishing, I mean, for KDP, a Kindle book price between $299-$999, you're getting 70% of that as your royalty, versus publishing, I mean, I don't know the numbers, but I mean, some, it's like 10%, it's like 50%.
That's right.
It's really exactly low compared to what you can be doing in self-publishing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I mean, I know you help authors, like you've written their books, you know how to use a book to, you know, get more credibility, revenue. And for people who want to keep following your work and journey, where do you suggest we go?
Oh, well, you know what? I actually have a gift for your listeners, and it is the Create Your Book Vision Guide, where you can think about the overall vision for your book, like what's your purpose, who are you writing for, the context of writing your book before you actually write it. And it's a free gift, and you can go to our URL, freegiftsfromhelen.com.
Gifts from Helen. Love that domain name. We will have that down below for everyone who wants to check it out. Definitely grab that. That sounds like something I should be grabbing as well, because yeah, you get that deeper perspective, and that's the type of stuff you need to be a successful author. So Helen, thanks for sharing that gift and all of your great insights with us today.
You're welcome. And you can also find us at authorbridgemedia.com. just for more general stuff as well. So thank you so much, Mark. Authorbridgemedia.com.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales,
operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.